This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Voters in Iran go to the polls today to pick a new president in an election criticized in the West as rigged in favor of the status quo. If no candidate gets a majority, there'll be a runoff in a week. And in Iran on election day, what about the economy? Saeed Barzin is Iran analyst for the BBC's Persian service. Mr. Barzin, good morning.
Good morning.
On this election day for Iran, give me a sense about economic conditions on the ground.
Well, there are serious problems in Iran. Inflation official, 30%, unemployment over 12%. The sanctions are a very important cause, but the state has had over $600 billion from its oil revenues. So, yes, sanctions are important, definitely, but government mismanagement is also a major issue.
So an incoming government, from an economic policy point of view, one of the early economic mandates for them would be to deal with how the country is actually using the resources it does have.
Yes, absolutely. Almost all candidates have discussed the economy as their major issue of concern. But as you understand, Iran is not a democracy where candidates come and they discuss economics and they discuss politics openly. The political space is very much limited. And it is not absolutely clear what these candidates are going to do about the economy. I think the general agreement is that they need to change either their policy towards the economy proper or a change of attitude in foreign policy in order to remove some of the sanctions, but they definitely need to do something about these issues.
Saeed Barzin, Iran analyst with the BBC's Persian service. Mr. Barzin, thank you.
Thank you.